So you're getting older and things are starting to change with your body, your skin. Oh, let's face it, everything. We've come to the right place. My name's Jill Gilbert and welcome to Anti-Aging Uncensored, the show for driven women who want real solutions to defy their age. I'm obsessed with all things health, wellness, beauty, anti-aging, and helping you tackle the challenging and oh so extraordinary next years of your lives. So who am I? I'm an entrepreneur, mom, and self-proclaimed product junkie who never shies away from telling it like it is. I've spent the last decade producing one of the world's premier digital health and wellness shows, and now I'm bringing the leading experts and innovators directly to you. So pull up a chair right next to me for the real talk you crave. I'm asking nitty-gritty questions to get the answers and solutions we all need. Lower metabolisms, skincare changes, sex life, or lack thereof, no topic is off limit. It's time to pour your libation of choice, get comfy, and dive into the next episode of Anti-Aging Uncensored. Today, we're facing the taboo head on. Most of us grew up with marijuana, also known as cannabis, or weed, or ganja, however you refer to it. But we were taught it was illegal, it was bad for us, it was dangerous. It was basically off limits unless we wanted to risk getting caught by our parents or arrested. I'd say a lot of us actually took that risk. Since then, things have dramatically changed. Marijuana has been legalized in many states, and that list keeps on growing. The use of CBD, which is extracted from the cannabis plant, has really amped up in popularity over the past years. I'm sure you've heard the touting of the supposed benefits and relief that users are experiencing when they're using it. Everything from pain management to beauty. But is it really all it's hyped up to be? I was intrigued by the possibilities, and I really love digging into the science and the study behind products that present such positive possibilities. So we found an amazing expert who could come help me uncover the truth of what CBD is really capable of and the benefits it provides. Dr. June Chin has dedicated her work to advocating for understanding the science and medicine of cannabis. Her work has been featured in Forbes, LA Times, CNN, and on Good Morning America. Her education and training come from some of the most prestigious universities, such as nutritional biochemistry at Cornell, medical acupuncture at Harvard, and research at Columbia. Dr. Chin's qualifications checked all the boxes for me, and I can't wait to dive in to hear what she has to say about the possibilities of CBD for women's health. Dr. Chin, welcome to Anti-Aging Uncensored. I am so happy you're here to talk about this important topic.
Thank you so much, Jill, for having me today. I've been looking forward to this conversation for weeks.
Oh, that's great. Well, me too. So I want you to give our listeners just a little bit of context before we sort of start diving into CBD and what it can do for us and all the good stuff, that hopefully grab back of stuff. Tell us a little bit about what you do and how CBD sort of integrates into that.
So I'm a physician. I'm an integrative physician. And what I specialize in cannabis medicine. So I help patients integrate cannabis medicine safely into their health and wellness routines. So this could be treating acute conditions, or it could be treating chronic conditions, or it could be using as a preventative.
And have you found that the opinion of this area of expertise has become a lot more widely accepted? And when did you start seeing that happen?
Oh, absolutely. So for me, I was a cannabis patient before I even became a doctor,
I
even became a physician. I actually was going to medical school in San Francisco shortly after they legalized it. So that's over 20 years ago. And I have an autoimmune disease, basically pain, chronic pain in my spine, and there's no cure. And I would wear this back brace all the time. And one of my mentors introduced me to medical cannabis. And when it worked, I decided to dedicate my career into finding out how this plant works, why it works, and how I can help patients integrate it safely.
I love that.
A lot has changed.
A lot has changed. Yeah. The parents used to like look in your room for the like pop bags and stuff. So yeah, a lot has changed. So this gets to be a gray area sometimes, but let's talk a little bit, and I'd love to hear from you. When we think about CBD versus sort of, you know, cannabis and THC, maybe you can dive into a little bit of an explanation just to sort of clear the differences up for us.
Absolutely. So I'll give you a little primer, a little 101, if you will. Uh-huh. The cannabis plant contains over 500 chemical compounds, okay? And many of them you will find only in trace amounts. But the two most biggest players, I would say, of the cannabinoids, right, of the cannabis compounds are THC and CBD. CBD is one of the big six cannabinoids, and you can think of CBD as an anti-inflammatory, anti-pain. It's a muscle relaxant. It helps with epilepsy. But the difference is that CBD does not get you high, and it does not make you feel any lethargy or sleepy or sedation. Now, THC is what, you know, we would see growing up on television.
Right.
That is sort of that party.
Spicoli from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
That's right. That's
totally.
Right.
The stoners.
So THC is therapeutic, because I don't want to discount that. Mm-hmm. But THC gives you that euphoria, that sedation, that deep relaxation. And so patients and consumers will choose now, they get to choose strains, formulas that have more CBD so that they mm-hmm. don't feel that euphoria and sedation, or they might need something with sedation and they'll choose formulas that have higher THC.
And so when people are, like I heard many, many years ago about cannabis treatment being used for people with cancer and who are dealing with like chronic painful treatments and things like that, that's using sort of the psychotropic, whatever, THC side of the world.
Yes. So, and then it depends on what the patient's goal is. So I mm-hmm. treat a lot of cancer patients, probably makes up about half of my practice. Mm-hmm. But as you know, sometimes, you know, chemo and radiation have come a long way, and many patients actually will work, you know, while they're receiving cancer treatment. So you can mm-hmm. take a CBD type part of the cannabis plant so that while you're working, you're decreasing nausea, you're increasing your appetite, decreasing pain, but you're not feeling high. And these are my professors, these are doctors, these are lawyers, these are moms and dads. They're taking CBD during the day while they're going through chemo, and mm-hmm. they might take a THC cannabis at night.
Got it. So I it's so funny to see the evolution also in even my personal life. My parents and all of their friends, I'm not saying it's not a stoner club or anything. I don't want to throw my mom under the bus, but like they've talked about the benefits, and they're ordering CBD to help them with chronic pain and topicals and things like that. So I just think it's so funny to hear our parents who we used to like hide from, receive these things for stuff that's going on with them. And I just love that. I love that it's being used. So let's move on a little bit. I want to focus on women's health today, and, you know, specifically around conditions and things that happen when you're in your 40s or 50s and 60s and beyond. So what are some of the most common uses for the use of CBD?
So for women, especially during the pandemic, I've seen much more women this past year than I ever have, because for women, you know, as taking the caregiving role, their home, you know, they might have children that are remote learning, they might have their parents living with them, and then they're taking care of their partners. So it's a sort of that sandwich generation. And women want to use CBD for anxiety, relaxation, for insomnia. A lot of my women are using it for, especially, you know, my perimenopausal women, menopausal women, for me especially, you know, going to sleep, staying asleep, getting waking up with hot flashes, you know, just sort of the anxiety, the heart palpitations, that the up and down, or the hormonal fluctuations mm-hmm. that you might find during the day. CBD is a really, really great choice without the side effects of making you feel high or sedated or lose productivity.
Yeah, some of my friends, I am not quite at the menopause stage. Well, I could be for my age, but like I just haven't experienced yet. But talk about the sleepless nights being really bad, like I haven't slept in 3 weeks kind of comments. And so this is beneficial for that.
Yes. And
that's great.
It's a better option. I would say it's a much better and safer option long term than putting patients on Ambien, you know, a sleep aid or a benzodiazepine like a Valium or Xanax or Clonopin.
Are there any withdrawal properties around this? Like if you're consistently taking over a period of time, are there concerns about withdrawals that you might go through if you stop?
For CBD, no. For CBD, there's no withdrawals.
That's great.
I do find that a small amount of patients will find that withdrawals from heavier THC use. Yeah. And those withdrawal symptoms are usually like moodiness, you know, they might feel a little bit more irritable. And that usually passes, you know, goes back to baseline within a week or two.
Well, that's great. So that is sort of symptoms around menopause and things like that, and sleep. So you don't have to be going through menopause to have sleep issues. So that's really helpful. What about other issues as we get older? You know, pelvic floor stuff, painful issues that are going on, changes in our body, with little air quotes.
Absolutely, Jill. A lot of women talk about libido. You know, lower libido, or vaginal dryness and sort of friability, atrophy, sensitivity with sex. They might find that increased vaginal itching. And, you know, you mentioned topicals. There's actually a lot of feminine products that are available that are cannabis based, CBD and THC. You know, it could be CBD without THC or with it. That many women are using in their pelvic region to enhance sex, relaxation, could be pelvic floor issues.
Wow.
Changes. Yeah. There's suppositories, cannabis suppositories, cannabis lube.
Oh my God. I had no idea. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I want to talk in a little bit about where to get these and how to source them, you know, safely and reputably and all of that stuff. But that's incredible because that's a big issue. Just out of my own curiosity, same with men. Does it have similar effects on men or is this, you know, specific? Yes.
No, they have products for males and females.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. That is really, really great. Is there any other areas around kind of stuff that's going on with our bodies that sort of comes to mind for you to share?
Really, yeah. So really what's interesting is there are so many different formulations of cannabinoids. So you can go from a gummy, an edible, you know, chocolate to a powder that you put in your tea. Then they also have, you know, those Listerine strips that freshen your breath, and they're very thin little strips. Well, you can actually have little thin strips and use it for fast dissolving discrete use. Then they have the smokable form, the traditional smokable form. Then they have bath salts. All right. And then they have the feminine suppositories. So really, I think cannabis has come a long, long way. And finally, they have cannabis lipstick and skincare.
Yeah, I've been hearing a little bit about this beauty CBD sort of, you know, craze. I haven't tried it myself, but I always wonder if it's just like, you know, the added scent to the toothpaste to just make it more palatable or something, you know, what it really does, but, or the, you know, the sort of the beauty gummies, you know, yes, those kinds of things.
Well, you know, CBD seems to be in everything. You know, at your local cafe, you can have a CBD shot with your coffee. And so it seems like CBD cures everything.
Yep.
But
yep.
the biggest take home message is because CBD is such a potent anti-inflammatory, and anti-inflammatory is wonderful for all symptoms
all
of diseases,
things.
Right? So if, let's talk about skincare. So if you have inflammation like rosacea, a lot of women, as we get older, we actually get cystic acne and skin issues. We might notice fluctuation of hormones. We're getting more acne. You're like, oh my God, I thought I was over this already. Or eczematous patches. So eczema mm-hmm. patches, dry skin. So the CBD added in skincare, again, an anti-inflammatory. So that's how it works.
Hey there, it's Jill with a quick break from the conversation. Do you women feel like your body is starting to rebel and you're just aching to take back control again? For years, you've given so much to so many, and somehow parts of you just got lost in the mix. I know this because that's how it was for me. Well, it's time for you to make your comeback. You heard me right. That's why I wrote a 5-step blueprint for how to start living your best years from this day forward. It's called Wicked, Ageless, and Doing Epic Shit. And you can download your own free copy today by visiting wickedawesomeyou.com/ebook. And now let's get back to the show. So let's get into then the sourcing and the purchasing of these kinds of products and assessing them. Why don't we actually start with some dosing things? So some dosing discussion. So I noticed that I went to what was supposed to be, you know, a reputable site, I'm sure it was, and they had sort of 25 milligram gummies. They had 50 milligram, you know, CBD capsules, and different dosing. Tell me a little bit about what your take is on dosing and sort of maybe dosing up and understanding efficacy and where we'll start to see effects of the benefits.
Absolutely. So when you're looking for a product, you want to make sure that it's clearly labeled. So if you are looking at dosing, you want to look at the back of the label and look at, you know, what are the components that give you this potency, that give you this dose. Is it CBD? Is it THC? Is it a combination of both? And then you always want to start a small amount. It's like when you buy, you know, new skincare makeup, you do a little patch test, you know, make sure you're not allergic. Yeah. Well, it's the same thing with CBD. You want to just take a little bit. Obviously, you're not going to take it before your 9 a.m. Zoom call, but do it on a weekend where you're not working and mm-hmm. you take a small amount. I would say 5 milligrams, right?
Oh, really? Milligrams.
Yeah, because you don't know how your body's going to react.
Right.
And you don't know what other ingredients might be in there that you might react to. A lot of CBD products have melatonin in it to help relaxation or valerian root. So maybe you're reacting to the other ingredients as well. Take a small dose and you slowly increase every 3 days until you get your desired effect.
Does it sort of kick in a way that we'll notice, or is it usually quite subtle?
Excellent question. So CBD has a cumulative effect. So it is subtle. Day 1 will be very different from day 7, will be very different from day 30. So you might find that if you're using it for, let's say, anxiety relief, the volume starts to get turned down slowly. If you're using it for inflammation, you might notice in a week or two, you wake up and you're like, oh, I'm not as stiff as I normally am, or I'm not as achy. So it takes time.
Okay, that is key. That is quite key, because usually we're used to sort of an over-the-counter scenario, like we buy a Tylenol and the Tylenol gets rid of our headache in 20 to 30 minutes. And now you are just saying this is a little bit different. This is something that builds up in your system over time. That's really key, because I'm someone who uses like, oh, I'm feeling stressed, I've got a dose of whatever, take the dose of whatever it is. So that's quite key. So what should the effects of CBD not feel like? Is there something that should be concerning to us?
Yes, this is great. I'm glad you asked this because...
Sorry, gotta go back.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you asked this because not many people do. So CBD should not make you feel out of control and dizzy. It should not make you feel altered. You know, some patients do get a little relaxed to a point that they might feel a little sleepy, and that's okay. Those are usually the same patients that get sleepy on magnesium, you know, for example. Mm-hmm. But you should not feel dizzy or headachey. You should not have an upset stomach or any digestive issues. If you do, it's usually not the CBD. It's the carrier oil or the other ingredients that are within the CBD product.
Okay, great, great information. Let's move on to then sourcing our products. Where should we get them? How should we trust them? Is there some sort of search certification that we're looking for? And also, where do you trust?
So there are many, many different companies all across the United States and online. And every state has its own cannabis and hemp laws. So you're on the West Coast, I'm in New York City. We have totally different laws and regulations. And, you know, our friends in Oklahoma and Texas will have different regulations and different products. So you want to make sure that whatever product you choose, just look at the website. There's transparency. There's third-party testing. Now, what does that mean? That means an outside independent accredited lab has tested the product for heavy metals, solvents, any fungus and bacteria and pesticides. So really the onus is on the consumer and the patient to do their homework and make sure. In many states, they list regulated dispensaries or regulated stores. And I always check the Department of Health website, or I have patients check their DOH website, and there's a list of accredited stores, and they basically attest that the products sold at these stores have been tested.
That's great. And so for things like a kind of moving outside of stuff you might buy at a dispensary, things like skincare, and I'll list a bunch of these in the show notes, because I think it's really important to sort of connect people with reputable areas or reputable companies, I should say. Is there something we should make sure we're looking at? You know, there's very high-end companies like Lord Jones that is making these beautiful, you know, beauty products and gummies and things like that. Is there anything that we should be concerned about when looking at these companies?
Many of those companies are very transparent. If you're looking at a high-end, reputable company, they're very transparent. So they'll let you know where they're sourcing their cannabis products and the other ingredients, if it's a sustainable farm, where it's being cultivated, how it's extracted. So are there any solvents that are being used? And they list the ingredients. So is it organic? You know, is it paraben-free? Has it been any animal testing? So I know Sephora does carry skincare products, and Sephora does have a seal, a certain certification, before they even carry products. Okay. So,
yeah, and I think that's really important, because there has been a absolute delusion, you know, in the market of companies that are just throwing them out right and left. And I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. It's capitalism, but it's exciting to see. And is there danger to taking it long term?
So there is no proven studies that show that it's danger taken long term, but there are indications that if you take high doses, so in the thousands, really 10 times the recommended amount, they did animal studies and found that it can affect liver enzymes.
Excellent. I love this discussion. We are going to do our research before we publish our show notes, with, you know, some real quality companies, as well as, the things that sort of surprised me, which was the sexual, benefits. And, I think that's really exciting. The key takeaway for me, not that I ever usually say this on a podcast, is the idea that it's anti-inflammatory. And understanding that really helps us sort of put it into context of what it can be used for. Now I understand that when my back acts up, which it does because I've had chronic back issues, why the little gel, whatever that I have, I'm being very prolific here, right? or profound, I should say, in what I'm describing it. But the jar of stuff that I have that I put on my back, why it relieves it. And it's because it's inflamed, and I'm just connecting the dots.
Yes, absolutely.
So is there anything else you think is important that we didn't cover that you think is really important, or did we kind of sort of do a great job of covering it all?
Actually, I do. As a physician, I tell patients that CBD and cannabis can affect the other medications that you're on. So
that's good.
If you are on antidepressant, anti-anxiety medication, or it could be something as simple as a steroid, you know, maybe you had a flare up and the doctor put you on a dose pack. You want to make sure that you take the medication at least 3 to 4 hours apart from your CBD and cannabis, because it can amplify your prescription medication.
Yeah, that is great. And is this something you think that we should talk to our doctors about before we start on a protocol of some sort or start using? Or is this sort of not yet quite understood by all physicians?
It's tough because not many physicians understand it, and it depends on where you're located. If you're located in California, there's a lot more physicians that understand cannabinoid medicine because it's been legal there for decades. But it's great to keep your doctor in the loop. If they sort of shrug their shoulders, I would say is making sure that you take it 3 to 4 hours apart from your other medication, keep track of your symptoms. And then also the biggest thing is it's not a cure-all, so it's not going to fix everything. Right. So I would just use it as part of the puzzle. You know,
it's more of a treatment than a cure, right?
Exactly.
Got it. So last question is, what is one piece of advice that you would offer your younger self?
Oh, my goodness. I love that question. Yeah. You know, I think the biggest thing is sometimes you really need to unlearn what you've learned. Because here I was going through traditional medical school and I was in so much pain and I had so many doctors in front of me, access, and no one could help me with my chronic spinal pain. And it was this one physician who had an open mind about cannabis medicine in San Francisco. He was an HIV and AIDS doctor. And he said, this plant is an anti-inflammatory. So it gets to the root cause of your problem. And for me, growing up in a very traditional Asian household, cannabis.
Yeah, that wasn't a topic of dinner conversation.
Exactly. But I learned so much stigma about cannabis, and it was very hard for me to pull that aside and just look at it from a very scientific perspective. Mm-hmm. And until I did that is when I started realizing the benefits of plant medicine.
That's great. And I think also as you were talking, I was thinking just the benefits of being open-minded to something you may have had, influence over, you know, or something that had influence over you that you really thought was sort of a negative thing, sort of understanding the benefits. So that's great advice. So how can people find you and how do people work with you?
Absolutely. They can find me on my website, which is drjunechin.com. I'm also on Instagram and Facebook, and all my contact information is there.
Great. Well, we will make sure to include those in the notes. I can't thank you enough. I think this is a really important conversation. One of the areas that I feel very strongly about is sort of understanding, I don't even know if these are called alternative treatments, but looking at things that are solutions out there that we may not know exist. So I think a lot of us know CBD at this point, but sort of understanding what it's being used for. And I can't thank you enough for sort of clearing that up for us and opening this conversation. So, can't wait to have you back soon.
Thank you so much, Jill.
Thank you. Thank you so much to Dr. Chin for joining me today. We live in a world with so many options to treat so many problems that we have. And I can't wait to continue to uncover these for you. I hope that you found as much value as I did learning about this unique choice for women's health. Make sure you check out the show notes for links to some of our most trusted CBD products that we love. And if you try something out, send me an email and let me know how it worked for you. Also, if you like what you heard today, tap the subscribe button so you don't miss any of these incredible topics we have coming up. They will help you discover the best way to put you in control of your health, wellness, beauty, and more. I am Jill Gilbert, your host at Anti-Aging Uncensored. See you back here next week.